Meeting. Oh, sorry, April. Are we on? Okay. Go ahead and call the meeting to order. It is 7:09 PM. The first item on the agenda is number five. This is a rezoning for Kenosha County, 1010 56th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53140 owner. Kenosha County Planning, Development, and Extension Education Committee, 19600 75th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Sponsor, requesting a rezoning from R4 Urban Single Family Residential District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to R4 Urban Single Family Residential District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 66-4-120-214-0801, located in the southeast one quarter of section 21 in the town of Salem. Andy?
Okay, up on the screen we have the map that this shows the property that the county has acquired. The land that is already zoned C1, the county does own, and so this was a request that was put forward as a committee-sponsored request to reflect the wetlands that exist on the property. And we do, this was an item that the town of Salem had made a ordinance on in regards that they do not need to go to the town board for approval, and so this is just something that we do have a letter on the file that Brad Zofke reviewed it and approved it.
Thank you. To speak in favor of this petition? Favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Committee, do you have any questions?
Motion to approve the
Hold on. Andy from the town?
Yeah, from the town we have the letter dated November 26, 2013 from Brad Zofke stating that they are in favor of this request. And I should note too that all these items were posted in the Kenosha News Class 2 notice on December 26, 2013 and December 31st, 2013.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. The rezoning is approved. Number six is a rezoning from Kenosha County, from the Housing Authority, 19000 75th Street, 5-3 Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104 owner. Kenosha County Planning Development Extension Education Committee, 19th Street. Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Sponsor, requesting a rezoning from R5 Urban Single Family Residential District to R5 Urban Single Family Residential District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 67-4-120-354-2325, located in the southeast quarter of section 35 in the town of Salem. Andy?
Okay, on the map you can see this is another one of the properties that the county has acquired through tax delinquency. The county does own the parcel to the south where the C1 is existing. There is wetland on this property, and again we're looking where the committee is sponsoring the zoning change to reflect the actual field conditions of the wetlands on the property.
Thank you, Andy. Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
We have a letter from the town dated November 26, 2013 from Brad Zotke, Town Land Development Coordinator, where he is in favor of this request.
Committee, any questions?
Motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. The rezoning has been approved. Number seven is a rezoning for Falcon Heights Homeowners Association, P.O. Box 215, Salem, Wisconsin owner, Kenosha County Planning Development Extension Education Committee, 19600 75th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsor, requesting a rezoning from R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District to R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 65-4-120-153-0036, located in the southwest one quarter of Section 15 in the town of Salem. Andy?
On the screen, you can see the subdivision of Falcon Heights, and this property is an outlot that is part of the Homeowners Association of Falcon Heights. It's owned by the Homeowners Association, and this property in the plat is recognized as being a wetland area, and it has not been zoned as such, and the town is working on some plans for helping with some of the drainage issues out on 256th Avenue, and we felt that it would be in the best interest of the town and the county, and the Falcon Heights Homeowners Association felt the same way, that this should be designated as C1. The comprehensive plan map does show it as a wetland area. It just isn't zoned as such, and so we will correct that, and that's what this is for tonight, to correct that.
Thank you, Andy. Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
We have a letter from the town dated December 18, 2013 from Brad Zotke, Town Land Development Coordinator, who is in favor of this request.
Thank you, Andy. Committee, any questions?
Motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve the rezoning. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. The rezoning has been approved. Number eight is an ordinance for the Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Planning Development Extension Education. This is a public hearing on proposed Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Planning Development Extension Education Committee, 19600 75th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsor. Request approval of the draft annual report, a multi-jurisdictional plan for Kenosha County 2035, 2011 to 2012 annual report. Corresponding resolution was previously approved October 10th of 2012 regarding this item. Andy?
Yeah, in regards to this item, it was, I guess, sewer pack. We have, whenever the multi-jurisdictional plan annual report is completed, we send it up to our Regional Plan Commission sewer pack, and they were looking through as to the process of this, and they realized that this only went through as a resolution. It didn't go through as an ordinance, and they alerted us to that fact, that being the fact that in the annual report there were some changes made to the text of the comprehensive plan, and therefore an ordinance is required, and so we're bringing it back before the committee to get the ordinance in place to reflect that. And again, this was approved by this committee previously in 2012.
Do I have any questions from the committee?
Motion to approve the ordinance, or is that motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment? I don't know, what is that? The draft annual report.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. This is a roll call. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolitsky?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The annual report has been approved.
Thank you.
Number nine, this is an ordinance for the Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Planning Development Extension Education Committee, 19600 75th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsor, requests approval of the draft annual report, a multi-jurisdictional plan for Kenosha County 2035, 2012 to 2013 annual report. A corresponding resolution was previously approved on October 15th of 2013 regarding this item. Andy?
This item is the same as the previous item, where it was recognized that an ordinance did not go through. The resolution did in 2013, and we're looking to correct that.
Any questions from the committee?
Make a motion to approve the ordinance for comprehensive plan amendment as written.
Second.
I'll speak on it now.
Supervisor Decker?
This is where we like accept the changes from the city and the villages, correct? Is that, and we
that is in the report,
them,
correct?
And then we incorporate them into our plan. Is that that's
what all
it is.
Part of the annual report?
Okay,
correct.
Just verifying. Thank you.
First by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Dodge. This is a roll call. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolitsky?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The ordinance has been approved. Number 10 is still tabled. And Andy, did you have a question or something that you wanted to...
Yes, I would like to just let the committee know, because this item has been tabled for some time, and did get a call from John Holloway, who's the chairman of the Plan Commission of Paris, and he had indicated that they've been trying to get a hold of John Meredith from Elite Tactical and Training Center for some time, and through emails and phone calls, and they finally made contact this morning, and he just informed him that they will not put them on their agenda until he responds with the request that the Plan Commission had made with different aspects in regards to plans. And so, at least at this time, what we understand is Mr. Meredith has hired an attorney, and that is fine, but the town attorney said that unless they have all the information ready to put forward, which they would need in this case by the end of this week, then they would not put it on their agenda for this month. And if that happens, then we would have to table it again. So our request as staff would be, if the committee would so approve, is to, in our letter when we send it to them, to let them know that it was tabled, is to ask them that they respond back to us by the date of the meeting, what the status is of this request.
Committee, any questions?
Andy, that essentially they haven't submitted anything to the town yet to even bring it to us?
No, they have submitted to the town.
Okay.
And it had gone before the town at two different meetings, and they were tabled. Each time they asked for additional information, and on this last time, they're waiting to receive that additional information.
We don't know what that additional information is, or do you?
We do. They wanted more specific plans. In the packet that was sent out to the committee here and to the town, there were some generalized plans, and they were asking for more detailed plans. And there's actually was a laundry list of like 18 different things. We do have a list of that in our file of what they requested from the petitioner.
Did the laundry list or the list of items seem reasonable to you? Not that we oversee the town, I'm just kind of in general getting a sense.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think there were a lot of questions. I mean, a lot of this with the gun ranges is kind of new to people. It's not familiar, and so there was a lot of questions put out there that just seemed typical.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Do you need a motion to...
I think we just need a directive,
right?
Is
someone giving me direction?
Then I'd like to give direction to Andy, to request this information, or for a letter to request the information that you stated earlier.
Okay, thank you.
To send it to them.
Second. If you need one.
Do we need one?
Need one?
I don't think
just
we need one.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty much if everyone's just in agreement, if there was any question
is
on
everyone
that.
In agreement?
It's just going to remain tabled for...
It will remain tabled. We just want some information from the petitioner as to what the status is, because they haven't responded to us, and now we know today that they haven't really responded to the town as well.
Okay. Thank you, Andy. Number 11 is certified surveys.
There are none.
Number 12, approval of the minutes. Has everyone read them? I have a first by Supervisor Underhill to approve the minutes.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Second. Decker. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The minutes have been approved. Number 13 is citizen comments. Sir, do you have any comments?
I'm the only citizen here.
You are. If you have some comments, could you please step up to one of the microphones? Are they both on, April? Okay. Please state your name and address for the record.
Press the button.
The button in the middle.
There you go.
There.
My name is Steve Williamson, 8903 257th Avenue in Salem, resident of Falcon Heights. And this question, I've got a couple of questions about the rezoning, which was topic 7. And you passed that. I don't know if you know or not, but are there any plans on the books as far as drainage changes for that particular parcel of wetlands now?
I think we did have some information from the town website, in fact, that they are looking at some of the drainage issues with that area, which is the wetland and the wetland on the east side of the road,
right.
That there is some backup of water, and some of the funding that is received through the stormwater fees that are paid annually by the citizens of the town, there's different areas in the town where they know there's these problems, and I believe this is one of them where they're looking at making some corrections to alleviate that flooding that occurs, because sometimes that road gets water.
Okay, they did, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago, they did work, good work, in fact, that rectified that particular parcel that was just rezoned. It used to go over onto 256th Avenue, and through the work that they did, now it all drains into the sewer system. But the result of that is that the wetlands on the other side of 256th Avenue has now dried up, because the spring-fed portion of it is in the parcel that was just rezoned. So I didn't know if they were going to reconnect those so that the wetlands that's on the east side of 256th would become a viable wetlands again, or if it's just going to continue to dry up and become...
I couldn't say specifically what that is. That might be a good question for
Mr.
the
Casey.
Town. And to talk to the town administrator or Brad Zauke, the development coordinator, and they would probably be contacting the town engineer to find out what the specifics are. But I think when we looked at the aerial photography through the years, the drainage, the wetlands on both sides of the road had increased much larger than what they were ever before, and even on the east side it was much larger, and now it has gone down. But specifically, it'd probably be best to direct your questions to the town.
Okay. The other question would be, due to the rezoning now that's happened, it doesn't appear, but I'm going to ask the question, is there any change in the responsibility to the subdivision as far as that parcel?
No change?
Okay. And there's no changes to the lot sizes that are on either side of that due to the rezoning?
No change. Okay. This basically took the area on the plat, which was shown as a wetland, and mirroring the zoning to reflect that. The county C1 zoning is a wetland zoning district, and so now the zoning district matches with what's on the plat.
Okay, that concludes my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Number 14, any other business allowed by law?
Just wanted to state two things. One is the next meeting, we do have 6 items that will be coming before the committee, and the other thing is that there will be, or there is a new director that's been hired for Public Works that will oversee the different divisions, including planning and development, and his name is Chris Mason, and he starts next Monday.
Great, thank you. And number 15.
I want to make one comment.
Oh, yeah.
This gentleman, you should have brought this up earlier when you were, before we voted on this, I think. Shouldn't you?
There was no objection.
No, I don't have an objection, but it would have been better discussed during that. So for further instead of waiting until citizens' comments.
Right. Anytime that we have, we ask the public if they have any, if they're for or against anything, even if you're not for or against it and you have some comments about it, they come up and speak at that time. You don't have to wait until citizen comments at the end.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, just so you know. I mean, because technically, I think we cannot comment on citizens' comments, technically.
No, we can.
Yeah, we can.
We can't make action on it.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's, what we do here is a little bit different than like a town board, where the town board just requires citizen comments at the beginning of the meeting, and they don't allow you to speak during the meeting. What we do here is a little bit different.
I guess the way I looked at it tonight is number 13 was all mine.
Absolutely.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay, we are down to the bottom.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill to adjourn. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.